Everybody, okay, we're trying out this new recorder. Let's see if it works. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf ches. Yeah, that's what we're holding here. We're holding daf kuf zayinam beis at the mission on the bottom of the page on daf kuf zayinam beis. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. Also by Avi Goldstein, Lila Nishmas's grandfather, Chaim Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi ben Avram Dov, on his 35th year. Site, which is today. Avi's grandfather was a Holocaust survivor who miraculously survived, hiding by a few righteous Gentiles in the forests of Lithuania with his wife and two small children for 3 years, and never missed a day of putting on his talis and tefillin during that time. May his neshama have an aliyah. It is also sponsored by Jeremy Lossman in commemoration of the 29th yahrzeit of his dear paternal grandfather, Jake Lossman, Yaakov Eliezer ben Yosef. Jeremy Zaid was a Holocaust survivor, lost most of his family in the war, including his first wife and son, and went on to build a beautiful new family and life in Baltimore. The neshama shav and aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, the Mishnah is going to go through six different groups of people that also potentially are Ein Lehem Chelek Li'olam Haba. And then the entire daf, I think, I only really read through the first half so far, but the entire daf seems to be all about the Dor HaMabul. It's long. So it all seems to be about the Dor HaMabul, so we're going to have a lot of drushes about the Dor HaMabul, what the sins were, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking was, Kaviyah, etc. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Dor HaMabul Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba Ve'Ein Omdim B'Din, Shenamar L'Yodin Ruchi Ba'Adam L'Olam Lo Din V'Lo Ruach. That not only do they not have a Chelek in Olam Haba, they're not Omid B'Din to be punished for their sins. Because the Pasuk says L'Yodin Ruchi Ba'Adam L'Olam, so we darshan Lo Din to get punished, and Lo Ruach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give them a Ruach Chaim to come alive with the Tzadikim L'Olam Haba. That's how Rashi understands. The Yad Ramah explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not done a person until he puts back the neshama into the guf, and then he's done both the neshama and the guf together. So since the Dor HaMabul says that they're not going to have the ruach back, so mele there's not going to be a mechanism through which to be done them. And then he says they're not going to be punished las alavo, because it's enough with the onesh that they have in olam hazeh. However, the Ramban explains that the Gemara is referring to Tchias HaMesim, that in that time they're going to dan all the people of the world, which are going to be zochet Tchias HaMesim and which not, and which maila the person is going to be on at Tchias HaMesim. The Anshei Dor HaMabul are not part of that judgment at all, even in terms of determining whether there will or will not be Tchias HaMesim. Dor HaFlaga, when we talk about the Dor HaFlaga, Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, also do not have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. Shemar V'yafas Hashem Osam Misham Al Pnei Kol Haaretz V'yafas that two phrases in the pasuk, one referring to Olam Hazeh and one referring to Olam Haba. Anshei Sodom Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, third group that doesn't have Chelek L'Olam Haba, are the people of Sodom. Shnemar v'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chatoim la'Hashem ma'od ra'im b'Olam Hazeh v'chatoim li'Olam Haba, that they remain with their sin and they're not going to have a chelek in Olam Haba. Aval omdin bedin, but they are omid bedin to be punished for the things that they did, and even though they were punished in Olam Hazeh, they had such a great Aveira that they're going to be punished weiter again in Olam Haba. So it's worse. If you're going to say that Yesh Lahem Din, that's worse than Ein Lahem Din. That not only are they in L'Chelek Olam Haba, they're going to be punished again. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Elu Ve'Elu Ein Omdin Badin Shnemar. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, both the Anshei Dor HaMabul and the Anshei Sodom are not Omid Badin. Against the Tanakam, who said that the Anshei Sodom are Omid Badin, Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Al kain lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat v'chatoyim ba'adas tzadikim." Al kain lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat zedor amabul. That's a reference to the Dor HaMabul v'chatoyim ba'adas tzadikim. Elu anshei Sodom. That's a reference to the anshei Sodom, because the pasuk says, "Anshei Sodom roim v'chatoyim la'Hashem ma'od." So they're not going to be judged for their ma'isim. Amru lo. So the Chum said to Rabbi Nechemya, "Adraba, you should be able to be medayik from the lashon the pasuk again." against you. It says v'chatoim b'adas tzadikim. Ain't omdim b'adas tzadikim. Avomdim b'adas rishayim. They're not going to be omid b'adas tzadikim, but they are omid b'adas rishayim to be punished for their ma'isim. We'll read the parentheses. Meraglim ein lem chelik liolam haba. Potentially the meraglim, the ten that spoke evil of Eretz Yisrael, do not have a chelik in olam haba. Shenemar v'yamusu anoshim motzi edibas haaretz ra b'magefa l'vnei Hashem. V'yamusu b'olam hazeh b'magefa liolam haba. Dara midbar ein lem chelik liolam haba. The 600,000 Jews that left Mitzrayim and died in the midbar are ein lem chelik liolam haba. Ve'ein omdin b'din, but they're not omid b'din to be punished. Shenemar, because the pasuk says b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. So yitamu is in olam hazeh, v'sham yamusu is in olam haba. That's how we're going to see Rabbi Kiva and the Brice on Daf Kuf Yud is going to darshin that pasuk. So that's why we're reading it into the Mishnah. The Marsha says, well, wait a second. The Mishnah says about the Dor HaMabul and Anshei Sodom that since we darshan from the pasuk and then chelik liolam haba, the Tana has to darshan another pasuk to tell me that they're not omid b'din. That we don't have one pasuk is not going to teach me both of these things. That you need to two separate pasukim, one to tell me and then chelik liolam haba, another to tell me that they're not omid b'din. So how could Rabbi Akiva learn from one pasuk over here that ain't them chelik liolam haba and also ain't omdin b'din? Right? Meaning this doesn't fit the trend of the rest of the Mishnah over here. It's b'midbar zeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. It's one pasuk and it's teaching me l'chora both limudim. Furthermore, asks the Marsha, since Rabbi Akiva holds that the entire Dor HaMidbar is not going to be coming into Olam Haba, why do I need another limud about the Meraglim not having chelik Olam Haba? It's pasuk that the Meraglim are part of the Dor HaMidbar. So you should suggest that from the fact that the Torah adds a special pasuk to tell me that the Meraglim do not have a chelik Olam Haba, meaning one question answers the other. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns that they have a more chomer Dikadin than the rest of the Dor HaMidbar who do not have a chelik in olam haba, meaning that they're going to be omid b'din lost lava, whereas the Dor HaMidbar have a lighter onesh because they're not omid b'din lost lava. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Omer aleim uomer isfuli chasidei korsai brisi alei zevach, that the pasuk is talking about the Dor HaMidbar that were koreis a bris with a Kodesh Baruch Hu with karbanos with olos and zvachim, because the pasuk says v'yizbuchu zvachim So from Lashon of Isfu, it sounds like the Misa is not going to be an eternal Misa. It's going to be an Asifa, a gathering in. But ultimately, they're going to get up at Tchias HaMesim in Olam Haba. Adas Korach, the Eina Asid Olalos. Adas Korach is never going to emerge again. Shenemar, Vatechas Aleim Aret, Bolam Hazeh, Vayovdu Mitoch HaKol, Li Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva darshans two different phrases, one for Olam Hazeh, one for Olam Haba. Rabbi Elezer Omer Aleim Omer, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, Hashem Mei Mesumachaya Morid Shaol VeYaal, that the people of the Adas Korach, yes, they went down to the Shaol, but they're Asidim Lalos VeYaal, they're going to come out again. So where's that Pasuk? Why is there a Pasuk about Adas Korach in Sefer Shmuel? So that Pasuk is in Shiras Chana, when Shmuel Anavi was born. So the Marsha says, what's the Sheikhus? Why is Chana talking about Adas Korach? So the Marsha explains that the reason she's davening for Korach is because the reason Korach had the courage to be cholik on Moshe Rabbeinu was because he saw that that Shmuel Anavi is going to be a descendant of his. It's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah that says that. And because of that, he was punished and he was nivla ba'adama. So it turns out that Chana was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she should have a child, that she should have Shmuel, and that caused Korach retroactively to have made his mistake of arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu. So since Chana had a hand in causing the swallowing up of Adas Korach in the ground, so she davened that they should be able to emerge from the ground because she had some sense of guilt of having caused it in the first place. So says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Dor HaMabul Einam Chelik Olam Haba Shenemar Ve'Yimachas Kol Hayikum Asher Al Pnei Ha'Adama. It says, Me'Adam Ad Behema Ad Remetz Ve'Adof HaShemayim Ve'Yimach Min Ha'aretz. So Ve'Yimachas Kol Hayikum Mechum, that's Bal Mazeh. Vayimachu Min Ha'aretz, that's Liol Mabad, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So that's how I know the Dora Hamabel doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira Omer, Lo Chayin V'lo Nidonin, they will not live in Olam Haba, nor will they be done, will they be judged on their Averos. Shnemar Liodim Ruchi Badam Liolam, Lo Din V'lo Ruach, that there's not going to be a din and there's not going to be a ruach in them to come alive with the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Dover Acher, another drasha, Lo Yodim Ruchi, Shalotei Nishmasim Chazeres L'nidana, that their neshamos do not go back to the receptacle where all the neshamos are kept. There's a place called the Guf, which is the place of the neshama, they're not going to be done in the nidon in that place. Rabbi Nachum Bar Yosef Omer, Afilu B'Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maksa Neshamos of Gar Mesim, even when Hashem gives back the neshamos to the dead people, Nishmasan Kashalam Beganim, the neshamos of the Dor HaMabul is not only not going to go back to the body to have its Chias HaMesim, the neshama itself is going to turn into fire and burn the guf. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Taru chashash, taldu kashru chacham eish tochalchem," that the neshama itself is going to be eish and it's going to burn this flammable thing. Tan Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul lo nizgo u'el b'shvil tova sheshpia l'makadosh baruch hu. The Dor HaMabul only had a sense of gaiva and had the audacity to behave the way they did because they thought that they were untouchable because of the sense of only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them so much good. Max u'maksiv b'em. What does the pasuk say? So pasuk in Eov, Bateim Shalom Mipachad Velo Shevet Eloka Aleihem, that they lived in such tranquility they weren't afraid of anything. So they Hashem wasn't punishing them. There were no piranhas that they had to live through. Uksiv Shoro Iber Velo Yagil Tefalit Parasa Velo Teshakel, that a shor would impregnate a para, none of the zera would be wasted and go outside of the body. The para would give birth to the offspring exactly on time. The vlad would never die. Kodem zmano uksiv yishalchu chatzon avileihem v'yaldeihem yirakedun, that the offspring, as it was born, it was able to walk on its own like sheep that grow on their own without anyone being metapel in raising them. So all the kids were perfect. Everyone was physically well. Everything was going great for them. Uksiv yisu b'sofachiner v'yismuchu l'kol ugav uksiv yibalu yimeihem batov u'shnosam b'ni'imim, that they live these happy, pleasant lives without any tzaros. Uksiv uvrega sha'ol yichatu, that they died in a single moment without any tzar and without any yisurim. Again, prior to the Mabul. Vihi garma, and that goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, that ideal existence, is what caused them, sha'amru lekel sur mimenu v'das rachecha lo chafatsnu mashaka kina v'adadu manoel kinifkabo, that why should I bother serving Hashem? What benefit do I get from it? I already have everything perfect in my life. Amru, they said, Klum tzrichan anu lo, do we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu el-tipa shel geshamim? All we need him for is a little bit of raindrops every now and then, but we don't even need that. Yesh lanu naros mayanu, shanu mistab gamem. We have plenty of rivers and springs that will give us enough, that will give us whatever we needed. The Marshal points out, this was an ancient belief that a lot of people had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but that he no longer runs the world, and therefore they don't need him anymore in a non-going basis for their lives. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, with the very water that I gave them, these naharos, these mayanos, that they're so proud of, that's what they're using to anger me and to rebel against me. And it's with those very springs of water that I will judge them. And that's what Loshen Va'ani means, gamani, that I also will be done them with mayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dor HaMabul lo nizgo el b'shvil galgal ha'ayin shedoma l'mayim, that the reason Dor HaMabul was punished dafka with water is because they saw it was good for them in Olam Hazeh, and they had a sense of gaiva in their eyes, and therefore they led them to lives of znus. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'yuklem nashim mikol asher b'charu, they took whichever women they wanted, l'fichach donosam b'mayim, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu's done them with water shedoma l'galgal ha'ayin, which is similar to the galgal ha'ayin. Shenemar, nivku kol mayan candles to home, Rabba Va'arubas HaShemayim Niftachu, that the Mea Mabul came from these Mayonos that were in the ground, and the Makar of the Mayan is like a Galgala Ayin, just like the eyeball is very small, so the source of the water is a small place, but it flows a tremendous amount of water, so similar to an eye, that's what Rashi says, to an eye that's very small. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dora Mabul, Berabba Kilkalu, with the Lashon of Rabba, they messed up, Uberabba Nidonu, and they're judged with the Lashon of Rabba. Berabba Kilkalu, Shnemar Vayarshim, Ki Rabba Ra'as Ha'adam, Uberabba Nidonu, Shnemar, Kol Mayonus Tom, Rabba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloshin Ishtayru Mehem, there are three of the Mayonos that still remained after the Mabul, Blua de Godar, the Chame Tveria, the Inrabasi de Beiram, that these are the three Mayonos that remained. The source of the idea that Mayonos remained, the Medrash says, because the Pasuk says when the Mabul happened, Nifku Kol Mayonos Tom, whereas at the time that the Mabul stopped, it didn't say the word Kol, it says Vayiskeru Mayonos Tahom, and all of a sudden the word Kol is missing. So you see that some of the Mayonos remained even after the Mabul. In the Eitz Yosef, he explains that the reason some of those Mayonos remained was for the benefit of humanity, because before the Mabul there was no need for Mayonos Hamayim, because they had a very good air that was and therefore there wasn't too much illness. They didn't need any refuels. But after the Mabul, that the air quality was ruined, and that led to many machalos. So they needed Mayonos, which were therapeutic, which were going to help them achieve a refua. Kiishus kol basaras darko ala aretz. Om Rabbi Yochanan melamid shirbiu behema al chayav v'chayav behema hakol aladim v'adam al hakol. That there was mixed breeding and there was bestiality, all sorts of horrible, horrible averos. The Marsha points out that even though the Gemara is going to say imadam chata behema ma'chata, the Gemara is going to wonder, I don't understand why the animals were punished. What did they do wrong? And over here we're saying, yeah, the animals did wrong. Behema al chayav, chayal behema. So says Marsha, no, the people forced the behema al chayav and chayal behema, and also the animals are not mitzuvah in this. It was just a reflection of how low society had fallen. Am Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, v'kulam chazru chutz mitushlami. All of the chayus and behemos went back to only being this davig with bnei minam and stopped being interbred, except for a certain bird called the tushlami, which somehow tries to mix with everybody. V'yomer Hashem l'Noach ketz kol basar balefanai. Am Rabbi Yochanan borei kama gadol kocha shel chamas. Look at how powerful chamas is. Chamas over here means gezel. Rabbeinu B'chai points out that the Be'er Sheva points out that the Torah writes chamas and not gezel, even though normally the lashon of chamsan is someone who pays for something that he gets, because there was so much gezel that when one person stole from another, it's ki'ilu who's getting paid back from the last time that person stole from him. So that's why the gezel was so bad, it was so rampant, that it was always ki'ilu, that it was just chamas. Shari dara mabul avru ala kol, dara mabul violated everything, v'lo nechtam aleim gzardinam ad shepashtu yideim begezel, and the gzardin was only completed when they were poshut yidei megezel and they started stealing. Shneamar ki mala aretz chamas mipneim v'ni mashchisa mesa aretz, and therefore Hashem destroys the land. The Rabbeinu B'chai points out that the Yisra gezel is so bad because everyone knows that it's wrong. You don't need a Torah to tell you that it's wrong. So it's a bigger taina on people who violate that Yisra because it's so blatant, it's so obvious, it's so natural to the human condition to realize that I'm not supposed to take things that aren't mine. Another Pasuk, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, "Chamas kam lemata rasha, lo mehem, lo me'amonim, v'lo me'ameim, v'lo noah bohem." Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Pasuk that says that in Yecheskel's melameit shezakav atzma kamakal, that Chamas, so to speak, stood himself up strong, va'amal v'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Chamas stood in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, va'amal lefanav, and said in front of him. Yad Ramah points out, obviously this is all a mashal, because Chamas is not something that is a person or a personality or a thing. It's a, right, So there is no chamas that stands in front of anybody or talks to anybody, but it's a mashal that the ki'ilu chamas said, "Ribono shel olam, lo mehem v'lo me'amonam." There's nothing good that's going to come from them, and nothing from their all their money, v'lo me'ameim, not from their children, v'lo noah behem, and they don't have anyone that follows Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, afal noach nechtach gzardin. The gzardin to be destroyed in the Mabul was even initially made against Noach, because the world is judged based on the rov, and the rov of the world is Rishayim, so it didn't matter that Noach was a tzaddik. Elo shematza chen b'nei Hashem, but he found a little extra chen in the eyes of Hashem. Shenamar nichamti ki asisam v'noach matza chen b'nei Hashem. So the smichus of the psukim tells us it's as if nichamti ki asisam v'noach, that he was he regretted having created them, and Noach also, meaning Noach also was included in the it should have been included in the gzeira. Vayinachem Hashem ki yasa esadam ba'aretz ki yasa rav dimi amar. What does that mean? Vayinachem, that Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says yafa sisi shetikanti lehem kvarus ba'aretz. It's a good idea that I'm killing all of them. That Hashem was happy about the fact that he made kvarus in the land for all of them, and they're not going to continue to be able to be sinners forever. So vayinachem is not a charata; it's a lashon of nechama, that it gave him comfort to know. It gave Hashem comfort to know that he had made these kvaros ba'aretz. So the Yad Ramah says he doesn't understand how could this be talking about the Anshei Dor HaMabul. This was said before the Mabul came. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesameach that he didn't bring the Mabul on the previous generations, that they died kederach kol ha'aretz, and through that Noach HaTzadik was able to be born, and that's what the pasuk means. That Yafasisi shetikad them kivros ba'aretz. Not that I'm killing all of them. That in the earlier generations prior to the Mabul, they had a regular kavura ba'aretz, like regular people, and I'm happy I did that, because then the Noach was able to emerge. My mashma, how do you see Vayinachem is a lashon of simcha? Ksiv hacha Vayinachem Hashemu ksiv hasam, and it says by Yosef HaTzadik when he revealed his identity to his brothers, Vayinachem osam Vayidaber alibam v'yikadamri. And some dash in the pasuk differently, that lo yafa asisi shetikanti lem kvaros ba'aretz, that it's not a good thing that I'm killing all of them, because had they remained alive, maybe they would have done tshuva, and that's what Vayinachem is. It's a lashon of charata from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ksiv hacha Vayinachem ksiv hasam, and it says by the that when Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael after the Chet Ha'Egel, Vayinachem Hashem al ra'a asher dibar la'asos le'amo, and over there it's a lashon of charata. So here also it's a lashon of charata. The Yad Ramah points out obviously there's no charata for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Charata implies that a person does ma'isa without having a proper shikul adas in figuring out whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, and therefore he may later regret it. That's not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a borrowed expression that according to the, based on the actions that Hashem takes, that he punishes the Rishayim, he makes it look like he's mischaret about having ever created them in the first place. But obviously, everything is with forethought, and there is no charata. Eila told us Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bidorosav. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan bidorosav v'lo bidoros acherim. He's considered a tzaddik because he was the prettiest monkey in the zoo, meaning in comparison to everybody else, he looked like a tzaddik, but not bidoros acherim. He would not have been looked at as a tzaddik at all. Reish Lakish amar bidorosa v'kol shkein bidoros acherim. No, he was a tzaddik in his generation, and can you imagine that he had some positive influences in his life? He would have been an even greater tzaddik. So the drasha, the Marsha points out, is because it says bidorosa v'lo bidoro. Meaning, if you want to just describe that he was a tzaddik in his generation, say bidoro. Why is it bidorosav? It must be that there's some comparison to other generations that we're making over here. The Achronim are bothered that if you could darshan the pasuk both l'gnai and l'shvach, why would Rabbi Yochanan choose to darshan l'gnai and not l'shvach? Meaning, is there any indicator in the Torah that we should be looking for bad things about Noach that you want to darshan l'gnai? So the Be'er Sheva explains this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, because he says in the Medrash, Vayavu Noach banavishto nushay banavito al teva mipnei me'amabul, that Rabbi Yochanan says that Noach was michusrei amana, and that it was the water that had to push him into the teva. So that's the pasuk that teaches us that Noach was not as great a tzaddik as you would think he is, and that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso in darshaning that pasuk. The Mizrahi in his commentary on Rashi writes that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are not disagreeing about the level of tzidkus of Noach. Both of them believe that had he been in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been a greater tzaddik, and that in those generations, his tzidkus would not have been as widely recognized as it was in his generation. The machlok is just which of those messages the pasuk is trying to teach me, meaning they could both be true. He would have been greater in another generation, but even having been greater in another generation, it would not have been as obvious, because it would not have been belate, it would not have stuck out. as much in another generation. If you have a barrel of wine among a lot of vinegar, right next to these awful smelling vinegars, the good smell of the wine is going to be appreciated more. But if you put it on its own, so it's not going to be as obvious the pleasant smell of the wine. So the same is true with Noach when he's among all the chometz. So it sticks out. It becomes evident. But when you put him in another place where there's not so much chometz, so then it's not going to be as evident. I'll give you a mashal for Reish Lakish. Let's talk about palyaton, a certain type of very sweet smelling spice. It's in a dirty place. Even though there are very bad smells there, but you could sense the smell of the besamim as well. The kolshkein b'makom abosem. But can you imagine how much stronger you'd smell it if it was surrounded by similar spices? So the pasuk says ve'machas kol yikuma shal pnei adama. So im adam chata behema machata. If humanity sinned, what did the behemoths do so wrong? So tanim yishom yishom ben karchom mashal adam shasu chupa lubno. It's like a person who makes a chuppah for his child, and he prepares all sorts of foods. Liyamim meis bino, and unfortunately his son dies some short time later. So Amar ufizer es chupaso. So he goes and he scatters up the whole chuppah. Amar kluma sisi el b'shvil bini. Did I do this for any reason other than for my child? Achshav shemeis chuppah lameli. Now that he's not here anymore, what do I need a chuppah for? So Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar klum barasi behema v'chaya el b'shvil adam. Why do you think I created a behema v'chaya? It was only for the benefit of humanity. And now that man has sinned, what do I need behem of chayev for? Mikolash becharav mesu. Anything on dry land died. Ooh, velo dagim shabiyam. But the dagim shabiyam did not die. Darush Rabbi Yosi demin kisri ma'idich siv kalu al panei ma'im tukul al chalkasam ba'aretz. What is the pasuk in the year of referring to? Melamit shayinoach hatzadik mochiach behem v'omer lem asu tshuva. Noach would give mussar to the people in his generation. He'd say, you better do tshuva. V'im lava kudosh baruch hu mevi aleichem es ha'mabul makven nivlaschem ala mayim kizikin. Hashem is going to bring a mabul and your dead carcasses are going to float on the water like bloated balloons. Shenemar kalu al panei ha'mayim v'lo ora l'shalokhin mehem klala l'chol ba'yolam, that Hashem is going to take from the dar ha'mabul klala, he's going to use them as a klala for all humanity, that a person is going to curse other people by saying that they should be like the anshei dar ha'mabul. Shenemar tukula l'chol kasam ba'aretz lo yipana derech ramim l'amin shem yifanim derech ramim. They would go and they went in a weird roundabout way, like the derech and the kramim that has thorns and thistles and things that get in your way. So amru lo, so the b'nei dor said back to Noach, umi ma'akev, if Hashem is really capable of that, why hasn't he done it yet? So amru lem, pray to achas. So he said, well, there's one little preda, there's one little bird, one good person, yeshi lahotzi mikem, that Hashem wants to save first, that Hashem, and after that person is no longer around, after the way Rashi learns it, after he dies, then the mabul will come. So as long as Mesushalach the tzaddik was alive, that's our girsa, that as long as Mesushalach the tzaddik is alive, Hashem is not going to bring the mabul. The Yad Ramah says, that's not what it means. This girsa must be incorrect, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu could save Mesushalach the same way he saved Noach. He didn't have to wait for Mesushalach to die. So he says, no, Mesushalach is the tzaddik that was being mochiach anshei doro, and he said Hashem is going to bring a mabul. And they said, well, why didn't he bring it yet? And he says, pray the tova yeshli lahotzi michem, I need to wait till Noach is born. Because if I wait more lab before Noach is born, then Noach will never be born, then humanity is never going to survive. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for. Im kein lo nifna derech kramim. So they did it, they said, if that's the case, we're not going to stop from going in our erroneous ways. Darash Rava, Maidach Siv, what does the pasuk mean in Iyov when it says, Lapid buz la'ashtul shana nochol l'ma'ade regel, m'lami shay Noach hatzadik mochiach, usamarmalem dvarm shem kashim klapidim. Noach was giving them musr and fire carry Musar. Vayimivazno, so and they were mevazehim. Amrulo, they said to him, Zakein, old man, Teva Zolama, why are you building this Teva? Amrulahem, he said, Akarosh Baruch, maybe Alechem is a Mabul, because Hashem is going to bring a Mabul. Amru, Mabul Shalma, they said, what kind of Mabul? Im Mabul Shalesh, if he's going to bring a Mabul of fire, Yeshalam Davarachad, Va'alisa Shma, we have this fire retardant material. Im Shalmayimu, maybe, if he wants to bring a Mabul of Mayim, Im Mina Aretu, maybe, well, if he wants to bring it from the earth, Yeshalam Ashashio Shal Barzel, we have these plates of Barzel, Shalom Chapin Bemesaris, that we could put flooring on the whole world that it will prevent any flooding from coming up from the ground. And if he wants to bring the Mabul Min HaShemayim, Yeshlanu Davar Va'akev Shemo. We have something called Akev, Va'amila Ikesh Shemo. Some say it's called Ikesh, which apparently can absorb all the water that comes Min HaShemayim and it won't affect us. Samar Lahem, who may be Mibain Ikve Raglechem. He'll bring it from between the heels of your feet. Shenemar Nachol Ma'ade Regel. Tanya, Meme Amabul Kashim Kishik Vazer, Shenemar Nachol Ma'ade Regel. The waters of the Mabul were thick like Shikva Zera, as in the Chol Nama de Regel. Amrav Chista, Barotchen Kilkulu Ba'Avera, Ubarotchen Nidonu. That it was with boiling stuff that they did their Averos, meaning Shikva Zera, and it was Barotchen that they were judged with Mayim Rotchim. Ksifach, the Pasuk says by the Mabul, Vayashoku Amayim, Uksifasim, and it says by Achashverosh, Vechamas Amelech, Shachacha. So you see that just like over there, the Pasuk means that the king calmed from his boiling point. So two of year means that the mayim rested from its boiling, implying that up until that point it was boiling during the mabul. Why is it that it was only after 7 days that the mabul began? Samarav elu yemei avelu shel mesushalach. We waited till after the shiva was over from mesushalach. That so long as people are saying espedim for tzaddikim, it prevents piranhas from coming into the world. Davar acher, l'shivas, it says, v'yil shivas yamim, Shashina Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Say the Bereshis. It's referring to the Shivas Yimei Bereshis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the whole Bria. Shayisachame Yotzis Mimarev Shoka'as B'Mizrach. That it didn't, that the sun rose in the west and set in the east. And not the way it was created in Shivas Yimei Bereshis. Davar Acher, Shakava Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Gadol. That Hashem gave them a lot of time to do tshuva, which was 120 years to do tshuva, because it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, Vayem Hashem Leyodun Ruchi and then when that time passed and they still hadn't done tshuva, he gave them a little extension, those 7 days prior to the Mabul. That Hashem gave them a little taste of Olam Haba so that they could know what they were missing as a result of, meaning what they were going to be losing out on as a result of their Averos. And the Marshal explains that the reason that only Anshei Dor HaMabul got a taste of Olam Haba is because we had said that they're not Omid Bedin lost the Lavo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to know what they lost, but the Anshei Sodom are Omid Bedin, and when they're Omid Bedin, they're going to see the Maila of Olam Haba. So everyone who's going to lose Olam Haba has to appreciate what they're losing, otherwise it doesn't feel like a loss. If you never had it and never seen it, it doesn't feel like a loss. Shekola Behema HaTahora Tikach Lecha Shiva Shiva Ish V'Ishto Ishus Behema Mi Isla. There's a Shaya of Ishus by a behema. There's not a bashert by a behema, right? A single nekeva that belongs to a single zachar. So I'm Rabbi Shlomo Bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. May osim shalonevdem avera. Hashem said to take 7 from each of the behemos that were never marbia with other minim, that never crossbred with other minim, that only stayed with their own min. Minoya. How's Noach supposed to know which behemos how they behaved in their lives or whatever? Some Rav Chista Sheviron Lefnei HaTeva, he passed them in front of the Teva. Kol Shehateva Kolatito, whenever the Teva was Mekabel, the animal be Yadua Shalov Nehda Behem Aveira, then you knew that they weren't involved in Aveira. Kol Shehena Teva Kolatito, and if the Teva did not absorb them, be Yadua Shenevda Behaveira, then you knew that Behema was involved in an Aveira. Rabbi Yavohu Amar Me'osin Abon Me'alehen, that Noach took from those Behemos that came on their own, and that was the Simin. Hashem put it into the Bria that these Behemos will have an intuition that they're know that they'll go to that place. So the Gemara explains, my gofer, amravada, amri dvei Rabbi Shila, zoma vliga, va amri la gulmish. It's some type of wood. Tzohar tasa l'teva. So what is the tzohar? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, amr la kodesh baruch hu l'noach, kava ba avarim tovim margolios, kdei shu mi'irus lechem b'tzaharayim. They should have precious gems that illuminate the teva as if it were midday. Ve'alama techalena l'mayla, and it comes to an ama at the top. The roof of the teva slants in to the point where it's only one ama. Tebahachiu dekaima, since it's all, that's the only way it's going to be able to survive. Because if it was wider at top, the top was as wide as the bottom, it wouldn't have been able to withstand the waters. It would have been thrown about all over the place. Tachtiim shniim shlishim ta'aseha. So Tana the Bryce says tachtiim lazevel emsoyim lebehema elyonim laadam. The bottom was for the garbage, the middle is for the animals, and the top was the residence for human beings. Vayishalach es ha'orev. He sends out the orev. Amrei shalachas tshuva nitzachas hishivu orev lenoach. The orev had an unanswerable response to Noach. Amar lo, Rabcha soneni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates me, v'afatasana sani, and you're hating me too. Rabcha soneni minatorin shiva minatamein shnayim. The raya that Hashem hates me is that he wanted seven of each kosher min, and only two of the non-kosher mins. So I'm non-kosher, I'm an orev. V'atasana sani shatamaniach mimin shiva. That you're not sending out one of the kosher birds to see what's doing, to sort of explore for you. V'shalech mimin shnayim. You have so few of me, and you're sending me out. And if I get sick and I get into trouble, then we'll be extinct. Or maybe you're interested in my wife. So Noach said back, Russia, that my own wife, who's muteris to me in general, I'm not allowed to have tashmish amita in the teva. A bird that's always usher to me constantly, for all the more so, I'm not going to have tashmish with. How do I know that Noach and his children were not allowed to have tashmish amita in the teva? From the fact that the Torah says that the men list the men separately and the women separately, and when they go out, when they went in and they went out, it says ish v'ishto. So we see from the time they came into the teva, they were not allowed to have tashmish amita. There were three that did have tashmish amita and were all punished: the kelev, the orev, and cham Noach's son. Kelev nikshar, the kelev became a clingy to the nekeva. Orev rak, the zera is spit out from the mouth of the nekeva. He doesn't have, the orev doesn't have tashmish like a normal creature. And cham lakaba oro, and cham had a skin condition that he suffered from as a result of having tashmish amita in the teva. So he sent the yona out to see if the water had subsided. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, from the fact that he sent the yona meito, which it didn't say by the orev, mikansha di rasan shal ofos tahorim im tzadikim. It must be that he was meito, that the kosher birds lived together with the tzadikim. Vine ali zayis taraf pafia, came back with an olive branch. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amra the yona lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam yimun zanasai merorim kizayis umusurim biyadcha valyum musukim kedvash umusurim biyad basar v'dam. That even though he had a really nice diet while he was in the teva because he was being taken care of by Noach, I'd rather have a bitter olive branch hand, you know, given to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu, rather than being fed by a basar v'dam. My mashma dahi taraf lishon to mezoni. How do I know taraf means lashon mezonos? Tuchsev hatrifeni lechem chuki. The pasuk in Mishlei says that Shlomo Melech was asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him food as needed. That not them. So you see that the teva was mishpachos, that each min of Balei Chayim was in its own separate section, in its own separate compartment. They weren't all mixed together. Amar of Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Le Eliezer L'Shem Rabba. Eliezer said to Shem, the Chashav of Shem, the son of Noach, K'siv L'mishpachosem Yatsu Min HaTeva. Teva. Pasuk says, Mishpachasayim Yasam Min HaTeva. Aton Heichan Avisun, where were you, or how were you able to prepare every behemah and chaya, all the food that it needed when it needed to eat? To be a zookeeper like that sounds like extraordinary. Samalei, so Hashem said, Sar Gadol Hayolanu Bateva. It was not easy living in the Teva. Briya Shadarka Lachil Bayom Echalnu Abayom. There are some animals that only eat during the day, we have to feed it during the day. Shadarka Lachil Balayla Echalnu Abalayla. Some animals only eat at night, we have to feed it at night. Haizikisa, there was one Briya called Ezekis, Lovi Yada Abba Ma'achla. My father had no idea what it even eats. Yomachad of Yosef Kapali Rimona. One day Noach was sitting and he was cutting a pomegranate. Nafal Tolata Mina Va'achala. And a worm came out of the Rimon and this Zika ate that worm. Mikan Ve'elach. From then on, have a Gabila Chizra. He would knead and make bran with water. Kimitla, when it would get wormy, Achla. That's when it would. That's how we would prepare the food for this creature. Arya Ishtazinise, the lion had like a feverish body and therefore wasn't eating because it had a fever. Tamrav lo betzir mishisa velo tfei mitreisa zayna ishasa. No less than 6 days and no more than 12 months can a fever of a chola sustain him that he's not going to need to eat. But at a certain point, he's going to need to eat. Orshina, the Ashkechine Abba Digani Besafna de Tevusa. Abba found him lying and sleeping in an area in the Teva. So Amalei, my father said to this bird, Lo Boz Mizoni, don't you want to eat? Amalei, the bird said, Chazis Echtavis Trida. I see that you're busy. You don't have to bother yourself with me. Amina Lo Atzarecha. I figured I'm not going to trouble you. So Amalei, Noach said, Yehei Ravadol Thomas. It should be the will of Hashem that you never die. Shnemar Vomerim Kine Egva V'Kachol Arba Yamim. That the Chol is Marba Yamim, meaning that more than any of the other Balei Chaim, that it's never going to live. Meaning Noach was so appreciative that this animal appreciated what he was going through, that he gave it a bracha, that it should live a very, very long life. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Chana Bar Lui. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.